Well, here's my idea. Everything that a doctor does, Casey over here could learn in about 6 months. About 90% of what a doctor does. Not everything, but about 90% of it, Casey here could learn in a crash course of about 6 months. Okay? So we offer a special assistant doctor program. A crash course that people go through, 6 months is probably a little too fast to sell to the majority of the people. We'll make it like 2 years. 2 years is more than you need. Actually, almost everything I've ever gone to a doctor for outside of operations I've had because of my accident, I could learn in about 20 minutes. I'd say about half the time you go to a doctor, you tell them what you want, and they say, well, here's some antibiotic for you. Here's a prescription. And how much effort does it take to learn how to do that? You know? It doesn't take very much at all. So a lot of the things, like even setting a bone, if you have a basic break, it's pretty easy to set. I bet you old Larry here could set a bone if it was a good, clean break.
Duct tape.
Larry there could probably come up with duct tape. And matter of fact, last time I went to a doctor, it was because of a broken bone. It was about 30 years ago. Curtis and I were on a trip selling signs, and we stopped in Bend, Oregon. And I was kind of tired, so I was sitting on the bed, and I turned on TV and started watching it. And old Curtis comes up to me, and he says, "Let's wrestle." You know how Curtis is.
How old were you? About
30? Well, 30, yeah, I'd have been about 35 back then.
Oh, my God.
And I says, "Curtis, I don't want to wrestle. I'm tired. We had a long trip. I just want to watch TV." He says, "I want to rest." I says, "Go away. Just leave me alone. I just want to watch TV." So he comes and he pushes me out the bed. "Let's wrestle." I said, I got back on the bed and I said, "Just calm down." I said, "I'm not going to wrestle. I'm going to watch TV." So he pushes me out the bed the second time. And I thought, that did it. He needs to be taught a lesson. So I got up, and I didn't think he was expecting me to act, but I plunged at him, and he dodged out of the way, and I crashed, and I hit my hand right on the wall and broke it in like 3 places.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I didn't know how badly it was broken. I thought, well, maybe I can set it myself, because I'm. So I got some bunch of bandage and bandaged it up really tight, but still hurt like the dickens. And so I thought, well, so I sold signs all week with what do you call that stuff? You put it?
Gauze.
Not gauze, but that
bandage.
What?
Bandage.
Yeah, and that brown bandage stuff, and wrapped it as tight as I could, and. Had a heck of a time. Plus, the next day we went out selling. It was one of my worst sales days I ever had, and that bummed me out even more. And Curtis had a really good day. So anyway, by the end of the week, I thought, well, looks like it's not going to really work. So I finally went and saw the doctor after I got home after a week, and he put it in the cast and x-rayed and found that it was broken several places. So he said, well, no wonder you couldn't set it, So anyway, that's the last time I've been to a doctor. I was literally forced to go because I just couldn't handle myself. And I tried to get the money out of Curtis to pay for the doctor, but he had amnesia about it. But what point was I making? Why did I tell this story? What?
About doctors. You can train people to do doctors.
Oh, yeah,
okay,
right.
6 months going to be a doctor.
Right. Doctors, we could have a 6 month assistant doctor program, or a 2 year one, where we could train doctors and they could get paid instead of a couple hundred thousand, maybe they made 40,000 or 50,000 and be assistant doctor. A lot of people, especially in time of high unemployment, boy, I'd like a program like that, And later maybe they could go to medical school. we could get all these we needed. And I'd say about 80% of the people that go to a doctor could go to an assistant doctor, and he could take care of about everything that they need. Now, I don't know if any foreign country has a program like this. It would be interesting to look into the various different nations to see if there's any type of assistant doctor program in any of them. Yeah, Robin.
Actually, there are physician assistants right now, PAs, that can do almost everything that a doctor does. And a lot of doctor's offices have PAs. And
really?
You can just make an appointment with a PA and just report your
PA. Except for the office still does. Well, and they make a doctor $75,000
a year. Yeah, it's a master's.
How much schooling do they need?
It's a master's degree.
Well, they don't make $75,000. They make $30,000 or $40,000.
I don't know how long the training is, but
they do a master's degree.
How many people have seen a PA? Have you?
You can't just see the PA. You have to see the doctor. Right?
No, you can. I do.
If the doctor sees the doctor once, then you can just see the PA.
At Kaiser Hospital in California, they use a nurse practitioner instead of a doctor. You know, medical go-to.
Yeah, it's a little bit like student teachers. A lot of the professors have the student teachers do 90% of the teaching, where they're just fiddling around writing or reading or whatever they want to do.
I cracked my head open with a steel pipe about 6 months ago, and so I went to St. Al's, and the first person who saw me was a physician assistant. But when he was nervous, he could sew it up in the out, just sitting in the lobby. Then they went back, and then the doctor came and took a look. But for 20 minutes, I got charged $1,400 for seven stitches.
Man, that's amazing.
Yeah, if I'd known, I'd just stayed at home and
do stitch it yourself for that much. It'd be like Rambo.
It's like $600 for the hospital and then
$700 for the doctor.
For the doctor, it's separate.
Yeah, that's one of the problems that we have. A lot of people are nervous about going to the doctor for the bill they're going to get, so they don't go unless they're about ready to die. Others just go whenever they feel like.
I mean, the real problem, my brother's ex-wife, she was, I think, a registered nurse. I'm not sure if I got the exact terminology correctly, but she studied, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, to get to the point where she could see people and do whatever. I think the problem is, it's just the insurance, it's the law. If you have some of these, the PA or whatever you call them, they do something and then it turns out to be wrong. They're whining, you get to see a doctor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the problem is you have a lobby called lawyers, which
is
one of the most powerful.
Yeah, the attorneys are really make the legalities and everything. You think if we have a PA system like you're talking about, that you ought to be able to see one and have a lower cost than seeing a regular doctor.
But you have to change. You have to change.
But it's probably not a lower cost, right?
The doctor's box is cheaper than a doctor's in the office visit, and the doctor's PA.
Well, it's just like a contractor, charging $50-$100 an hour, but he's got guys working for him that are 10. And it's just a way to get more money, see more people. But if there's a whole. Obviously, if you're a PA or something, you're down on the food chain, you have no real...
You pay the same rate. Yeah.
There was a doctor in New York, he was an immigrant, and he says, America's done a lot for me, I want to do something for America. So he started this system where he told his patients, you can have unlimited health care from me, everything except unless you have to go to the hospital, and you won't have to go to the hospital very often, because he even did in-house surgeries, So unless it was something really bad, he could take care of everything. And he charged him $75 a month, just flat $75 a month, and you can use me all you want. Mm-hmm. And boy, people really liked that, and he signed up like 3,000 patients. Multiply 3,000 times 75, figure out the guy was making pretty good money off the deal. Well, the government stepped in and told him, you're acting like an insurance company, so you have to charge more. You have to charge the $75, and then because you're acting like an insurance company, you have to charge also insurance or something. So the doctor apologized to all his patients. I'm sorry, I don't want to charge more, but the government is forcing me to charge you more.
That illustrates the real problem. The fundamental problem is government regulations and the lawyers.
Yeah.
And you have to change them, and they're some of the greatest powers politically that you could possibly try to find. It could make perfectly good sense you know, 90% of the people could understand that it makes sense, but you still got to overcome these parts.
Yeah, and he was a regular doctor, too. And, you know, $75 a month, that's not a bad price. Most people pay more than that for insurance.
Well, so, 10 or 15 times that.
Yeah, it's amazing. The question is, how do we implement change? And what people don't realize is that the power that the people have, and how scared the authorities are when they catch wind that the people are going to do something. You know, we can see that every couple of years at election time, that all of a sudden they get nervous about what we think, and then they tell us, look, you know, I was for this and that, and I was on your side on this, and they try to sell us on the idea that they've been doing a good job and what they're going to do for us. And then after they get in again, they forget about us for another 2 or 6 years or whatever it is. So they're very conscientious about us voters. They want to get back in power. These guys are in love with power. Some people are in love with money. Our Congress and politicians are in love with power. They'd rather have power than money, most of them, I think. So we attack them at their base of power. And how do we do that?
Take a page from the Saturday Night Massacre.
I'll write it down. Boy, good grief. Gotta do better than that. There we go.
Public opinion.
And who has power to mold public opinion?
Media.
Anybody does. Mm-hmm. Not just the media, but anybody does if they take it upon their responsibility to do so. Now, Val, have you done anything to influence public opinion lately?
Probably.
Probably not, right? But you haven't been thinking about it. And no one has said, hey, Val, here's how you can help influence public opinion. Anybody come out and told you that lately?
No.
No. And because of that, you think, well, I haven't either, really. Nobody's come to me and said, well, this is how you can influence public opinion. We have a keys list here. I influence a handful of people on the Internet, but that's minuscule. But if somebody come up with a plan, a nationwide plan, saying, now here's a plan that we want implemented, but we're going to have to influence public opinion. And then we're going to use the public opinion to influence Congress. And then we're going to get this passed. We're going to get this implemented.